This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now look, y'all, it is crazy outside. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you are working a 9-to-5, you're probably stressed out about keeping your 9-to-5. If you don't have a 9-to-5, you're probably in the middle of trying to get a new 9-to-5. Or maybe you made the crazy leap to be a full-time entrepreneur like me. You got the world on fire all around you, middle of election year. A lot of stuff going on. It's absolutely nuts, right? It's nuts outside. And I could definitely see, let's speak for me. Look, for me, I know I be going to therapy on a regular basis. I believe in therapy, all right? Hashtag black folks need therapy. Hashtag we all need therapy. We all need it. And for me, I can say if it wasn't for therapy being like an ongoing maintenance tool in my toolkit to help me stay level and help me realize that I'm okay, everything around me is okay, here's what I can control, that has been critical for me. And I would hope that if you have thought about therapy, or if you haven't thought about therapy, shoot, let's say you're like I ain't got time for therapy, I'm too busy trying to make sure that these plates keep on spinning, I hope that you check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's completely convenient, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, keyword licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, which is incredible. It's very challenging to move around and find the right therapist for you. The fact that BetterHelp is providing that as just part of your experience is incredible. So find your support, get the help you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/corp today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/corp, CORP. Yo, have you heard of LinkedIn Learning? If you haven't, LinkedIn Learning is an American massive open online course provider. It provides video courses taught by industry experts in a variety of subjects. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because Living Corporate is in partnership with LinkedIn Learning to provide diversity, equity, and inclusion courses. Listen, if you're trying to be a better ally, you want to understand better diversity, equity, and inclusion strategies, or you just want to learn how to be a better leader, you got to check out the courses on LinkedIn Learning. So check it out. You can do it one of two ways. You can click the link in the show notes, or you go to LinkedIn Learning and you search Living Corporate. Again, link in the show notes, or go to LinkedIn Learning and search Living Corporate. I'll see you over there.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's talk about easing back into work after some time off. Many of us take quite a bit of time off at the end of the year to relax and enjoy family and friends. During this time, we try to enjoy ourselves and forget about work entirely, but when the time comes to return, it can be really tough. Here are a few tips to help your return be as easy, stress-free, and productive as possible. First, plan ahead for your return. After being off for some time, rushing in the morning to get to work can start your day off poorly. Try to make your morning easier by gathering all the things you need for work the night before and putting them in your bag. If you take your lunch or snacks, prepare them the night before and set out what you plan on wearing. In doing this, you ensure the morning you return goes smoothly. Next, set up a delay message. Upon your return, you're probably going to be working on catching up on projects and clearing emails. Consider setting up an auto response for your new emails, letting them know that you will respond within 24 hours. This will give you enough time to focus on catching up without being pressured to reply to all new emails immediately. When you need to answer critical and time-sensitive emails, you can do that during a scheduled email check, which I'll talk about momentarily. Next, triage your email inbox. If your inbox is anything like mine after a break, you have tons of emails to get to. Some require immediate attention, others can wait until later, and some don't require any action but just keep you in the loop. Try to decrease the size of your inbox by triaging emails. Many of the emails will be entirely unnecessary, like mailing lists, emails we are CC'd on that have nothing to do with us, links to funny videos, and the list goes on and on. Try to be fairly ruthless in deleting or archiving as many of these as you can. Also, if you took the advice of putting on a delay autoresponse, set aside some time, maybe once in the morning and once in the afternoon, to read new emails that arrive and triage them too. It's important to remember not to fall into the trap of responding just because an email arrived. It can be a productivity drain. Remain focused and only respond to new emails that are urgent. Lastly, drink lots of water. I know you're probably like, what? But your brain is composed of nearly 75% water, so it needs water to optimally function. Studies show that dehydration, even as small as 1%, can result in a 12% drop in productivity. And a drop of 4% in hydration can decrease productivity by up to 50%. So bring a water bottle with you to work and make sure it's visible on your desk to remind you to drink regularly throughout the day. This tip was brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.